Hello, this is Joe Wilson.
Joe.
Yeah,
Joe,
hello?
this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. How
Joe,
are you?
this is Mike. I'm not doing good.
Why?
Because you guys are doing your job, and I'm just kind of upset, and I'm just kind of figuring out what are my options now.
About? Can you let me know? I think we already
about you guys
discussed.
about you guys giving us a full refund. You said you were going to give it, and you didn't give the full refund.
Well, did you get any kind of?
Hold on, please.
Go ahead.
Yes. You said you were supposed to we're waiting for the refund. You give us a refund of $2.50. Twice.
$2.50.
Yeah,
oh, that might
like
be. $2. You got a refund for $2.50.
We haven't received any of the refund. It's just like it's just so frustrating and
why
that's
is it
why
frustrating?
I'm
because it usually takes time. All right, as I told you, that it takes time to go ahead and refund. We have refunded from our machine already. Did you get any kind of screenshots or anything like that?
Sam had no idea what's going on. Like, I don't understand why this is just
Sam,
a problem that we keep going over and over and over again.
Mike, did Sam send you any kind of screenshots?
No, Jimmy talked to Sam.
You haven't
Jimmy,
received any
Jimmy
kind of
talked
screenshots?
To Sam. Yes.
Did you get it?
No, I just explained to you that there was two processes, $2.50 each, a total of $5. It makes no sense
all right.
at all. It makes no
well,
sense.
Yeah.
That's why I'm questioning. So, so
to,
and,
wait,
and
look,
reason,
I have to check, Mike. Give me a minute. I'm checking.
I understand that. And one of the things is that Sam apparently has no idea what's going on, and it's like we're at the dentist pulling teeth without any Novocaine. You know what that's like, right?
Well, I do understand, but I have to check on my system because I was on another call with my another client, and your call came onto my computer. All right, so I have to go ahead and cater you first, all right, because this is a matter for refund. All right, so I have to check on that. I have to get on my system, and I have to check. All right. Can you give me time so I can check on my system about it?
I'm waiting. I'm waiting. You keep telling me you're gonna go to your computer and check, and like you should be doing that. Go ahead, man. I'm here all day.
I was waiting for you to say yes.
Sure. I guess you need me to verify everything for you. Go right ahead and take as long as you need to go and check on your computer to see why you have not issued the refund when you said that you were going to four times.
Mike, it was issued. I have to check why is it still not in there on your account and why isn't that reflected.
Well, I will hold as long as it takes for you to take the time to do that.
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Pulling teeth.
Hey, Mike, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, I just had a word. Sorry about the long haul. I just had a word with my finance team who takes care of it. All right, I suppose that they initiate with on Friday, correct?
Was it initiated on Thursday?
Oh, Friday or Thursday,
initiation, I think it was Thursday. I'm 80% sure said that it was initiated on Thursday.
80% sure, what does that mean?
I believe it was, I'm 80% sure that you guys started the submission
on
Thursday.
It wasn't
Friday. It was? Okay.
May 9th.
That's fine. You're confirming it with me right now. That's fine.
No, I'm not confirming. It was actually done on Friday 29th.
Okay. I was suggesting and thought that it was on Thursday, and you're just confirming that it's on Friday. What's going on? Are we playing games now?
What do you mean we're playing games? I'm telling you, it was initiated
I'm asking you why, if we're playing games, because I assume.
What do you mean we're playing games?
That was on Thursday.
What do you mean we're playing games?
I'm just. Well, if you would just would you stop talking over me and stop being rude?
I'm not being
now,
rude.
Look,
you're trying to be rude.
Okay,
look.
Joe, let's do this, okay? I'm not really enjoying our conversation right now.
Neither am I.
Just asked you for some. Well. Let's do this. Why don't you put me in touch with your boss so we can discuss about how disappointed I am about this conversation and about our $3,000 refund not being.
It's not $3,000. It's returned. It's not about that. All right.
Okay. So,
$2,950. $25.
On the greater
side. It's $25.
Okay.
$45.90.
On the greater. Okay. On the greater side, that would be the total amount. So, I'm asking you. You sent $5 to us in two deposits today. What was the reason for that? Explain to me the reason for that.
Well, that might be the charges that might have gone through in the first place as well for $2.50. All right. That might be the merchant fee that might have come up all the way over to Jimmy as well. If you have communicated with him, that they were charged over to him as well for $2.50. That might have gone through. All right. But the bigger amount of the price for the refund has also been initiated on 29th of July, that was Friday, all right, and we asked for 2 to 3 to 4 business days to get it done, all right. So Saturday, Sunday, I suppose, I'm not sure if the bank works on that on those days, because I'm sure they don't, all right. It has already been 2 days now, Friday and Monday, and now we're on Tuesday, all right. It can come by tomorrow.
Well, the reason why you got a phone call was because my boss called me up asking me what's going on, because when he called and spoke to the person who originally is in charge of the project, had no idea what's going on. And then he left him on hold to figure out what's going on, and he still had no information. And then I get involved. And then I got to call and speak to you to figure out what's going on. Like,
did I provide you with
That's why I'm asking you. It seems like we're playing a game with this. So let's do this. This is what I would like. This is what I would like. I would like you to call me tomorrow, all right? And if not, tomorrow, Thursday, both days, for verification for this refund to go back into the account. I'd like
to
get a phone call from
you. Once it has been done, an email will be
sent out to you. Yeah, but what I'm asking you, because you guys failed to go to do your job, I'm asking you to go out of your way.
To do our job. We didn't fail. All right, the time that was given to us.
Failed to do your job.
All right,
job.
We were still in that time. If you know.
I'm talking about overall. I'm talking about overall. I'm not talking about the refund over 2 days.
I'm not telling you about the refund.
Look,
you about the
why don't you do
job.
This? What can you do this? Can you do something else for me?
Yeah.
Have your manager, your boss, contact me?
I am the boss. I am the one who's taking care of it all.
Well, who oversees you?
No one.
Let's get them involved. Nobody oversees you?
Well, I am.
You're the owner of the company.
I'm not
the owner of the company.
I'm the founding
one.
So what
I would like, I'm the one who's what I would
one.
Like, What I would like is for the people that are in charge besides you, I would like to have a conversation with them and my boss. This is what we would like to happen. Now, everything else which you're saying to me, you can just blow smoke to me all you want.
I'm not trying to blow smoke, Mike. I'm trying to go ahead and help you out.
I am trying to blow smoke right now. And my point is that how can I say this, that the service that you and Sam and you have provided has been unacceptable.
How did I get involved? I didn't even get involved in this project. How was I involved in that?
Well, the service since I've been dealing with you and Sam has been unacceptable. And
the
I would
service,
like to let somebody know that is unacceptable.
I didn't provide you with any
is
kind
that
of
a
service.
Possibility? Is that a possibility that I can complain to somebody about you or
about
other
me.
People in the company?
Why would you complain about me?
Okay, so say the next person in line, would I be able to – who do I complain to about the service that I've been provided besides you? Who gets
that is me, because I am the one who takes care of all of the projects.
You're the one that takes care of all the projects. That's the problem.
Why?
So, look, this is what we're going to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Since you don't want to return my call, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you out throughout the day tomorrow.
I didn't say I would not
and
call
I'm gonna,
you. When did I say that?
Yes, you did. Well,
when did I say
then
that?
Then are you going to call me? Can you return my call tomorrow?
I can.
I would like you to return my call this time, 11:15 tomorrow morning. Can you do that?
I'll call you tomorrow. All right? I'm not confirming the time.
Pacific Standard
but
Time?
I will call you. All right? You're in CST, correct?
No.
You're in,
I am EST.
All right. EST. Okay. Give me a minute. Let me check. Just give me a minute. All right, so I'll just give you a call, all right, by tomorrow or by Thursday, as you said. Okay, bye.
No, I'd like you to call me tomorrow, not Thursday.
Well, you said yourself I can call you on Thursday.
I would like you to call me tomorrow. Let's nail tomorrow down and then move forward. If the concrete dries by tomorrow, then we can make another call on Thursday. I'm asking, are we playing
11?
Games? Like, are you, like, I have
what?
All day to waste your time.
Oh, I'm not here to go ahead and waste my time, to be really honest.
Well, then that's perfect. Because I'll keep you on the phone all day. Now, please, just do what I ask. Do what you said you guys were going to do, and let's part ways. We do not need to escalate this even further than it's at. I personally don't want to escalate this further than we're at. But I'd like to advise you, I have no problem with wasting my time every single day
My time is precious, so I will not.
There we go. Thank you very much.
All right, I will let you know by tomorrow.
Thank you. Goodbye.